The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
You like Jon Stewart, right?
I love Jon Stewart. He's one of my personal favorite all-time entertainers.
You like goats?
I actually love goats. The judging of the goats is actually my favorite event at the Berrien County Youth Fair.
All right. Well, there we go. We got a story that has both. I personally love goats. I did not know that Jon Stewart loves goats until I read this story. He recently rescued a pair of goats from some subway tracks in Brooklyn, which begs a few questions, but I'll get to that in a minute. The wayward goats were munching on grass when police officers showed up to investigate. Now, Here's where it gets interesting. Stewart sedated the goats. I didn't know you were just allowed to just do that.
You just walk up and I don't know what
you just have like a dart.
I guess he just happened to have a blow dart in his in his bag.
Then took them to an animal sanctuary run by his wife.
Wow.
So
you know, I did hear that he had bought some property, or he already had owned property a little bit north of, like in upstate New York.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I mean, first of all, you walk up. There's some police officers there. You walk up, you're like, hey, you know what? I'm Jon Stewart.
Hey guys, I'm Jon Stewart. How you doing?
Nice. How you doing? How you doing? I've got some sedative darts in my my satchel.
Guys, you want me to take care of this and just
and then the rest is history. He named the goats Billy and Willie.
That's creative.
It is. I don't know that I would. I don't know what I would name.
Couldn't he have thought of better names?
What about
for the
like
goats?
Like George the Goat.
George the Goat. Yeah, I like that.
That works, right?
And Hank.
Oh, and Hank.
Hank is a good goat name.
That's a good one. Yeah, we should go with that.
You know, it's also a good name, Shawn Mendes. I like Shawn Mendes.
I thought you would like this next story a lot.
He told Time Style magazine that he has no problem dating a fan. He said, sure, I date a fan. Why wouldn't you date someone who admires you? Isn't that what couples always say? She's my biggest fan. The star shock only lasts a few hours, they say. Then they realize I'm just a regular dude.
So here's Shawn Mendes giving hope to all of his millions of fans by saying he would date one of them.
Right.
Which I think is actually, maybe it's true.
I think I would say it's probably true. He hasn't answered any of my letters.
Well, right. That's what, how far is he going to take this?
I'm sure he'll date some one of his fans. Mm-hmm. Not me, but one of them.
Maybe a supermodel fan.
I should actually start writing him letters.
Well, you should, because you could be like, hey, Jeff.
The emails
Shawn.
Have not been working, so no. I've gotten blocked for most emails. So.
Do you have, like, the scented stationery?
Of course.
And do you have glitter?
Yeah.
You can put glitter in the envelope?
Yeah,
and
I can do that.
And, like, one of those little heart stickers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think you got a chance, Johnny.
I'm crossing my fingers on this. I'll keep you updated. but that's the Entertainment Wrap for today. If you want to find out more great stories, check them all out at 983thecoast.com.